Well, good morning, my friends. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. Sure hope everyone's doing well and staying warm. This recent blast of Arctic air has chilled things down all over the country, even all the way down into South Texas. But it's wintertime. It won't be long until the spring will green up, will be here, and the turkeys will be gobbling. It'll be time to get out there and chase some spring gobblers. You know, my newspaper article, as I often mention, fuels a lot of our little shows that we do each week, and such is the case this week. I had a buddy that was at a gun show, and he was telling me the old 30-30 ammunition that you could, not long ago, not many years ago, you could buy for less than $10 a box. 30-30 ammunition was selling for $85 a box. That's 20 rounds. And I wrote my column, it kind of sparked my newspaper column for this week, how things have changed since I was a boy in 1962. I was 12 years old, and I was already hunting squirrels, rabbits, and beginning to deer hunt back in those days. And I do remember traveling by bus from Dallas, Texas, on a Greyhound bus down to Houston. I would go down there in the fall. They would let me stay a week with Papa Dinkins. I had some family land down there west of Houston. Quite a few deer back even in those days. Where I was raised up in northeast Texas, there were very few deer, but there's quite a few deer down there. So I'd get on that bus with, picture this, with a soft case with my Marlin 30-30 in the case. I'd hand it to the bus driver. He'd stow it, you know, down in the luggage compartment. I'd have a couple of boxes of 30-30 shells. No problem. Could you only imagine going to a bus station today with a rifle? I mean, my goodness, I'm just shocked at how things have changed. And I understand this was back in the day in the 1960s. Things were just way different then. But I cannot help but long for those days when it was a whole lot less confusing and life was just way much simpler. I remember well riding a school bus home with buddies when I was in grade school up in northeast Texas, Red River County. And I'd, you know, get off the bus with them in the fall. We'd grab our guns. I'd usually leave a 22 over there at my buddy's house or something, jump off that school bus, get a snack that his mother would supply, a lot of times just a couple of pieces of light bread or a biscuit. And we would head out to the woods, and if we were lucky enough to shoot a few squirrels, we knew how to dress them. We'd clean them up and take them back home to his mother, and it was always a welcomed treat to have more meat at the house. And the squirrel is, you know, a lot of people today have no idea how tasty squirrel meat is, but people back in the day certainly did, and I still enjoy a good mess of fried squirrel or maybe smothered squirrel with rice and gravy, you know. But this week's newspaper column, which I think we're going to try to post right here on High Plains Public Radio, you just remember you can always go to hppr.org, click on Features, and then Outdoors with Luke Clayton, and you can read the newspaper articles that we post. But this week I did go into great detail about the scarcity of ammo. A lot of that, I think, is due to the fact that people are hoarding ammo, but gosh, I mean, $85 for a box of 30-30 shells and 22. One guy was telling me, I don't usually go to the gun shows anymore, or haven't in a long time, but a box of 22 long rifles selling, or boxes of them selling for $60. Can you imagine? So I kind of wrap this column up with a statement. If we can't hunt, if we can't get ammunition to hunt with here in the upcoming years, who knows how it will be? We don't know. But I mentioned the bright side. I shoot big bore air guns, and I have a little compressor that'll pump the fire these things up to over 3,000 PSI. And also I have my bows with plenty of air, so I'll be able, old Luke will be able to keep on hunting, you know. And I know many of you are in the same boat. Folks, we are out of time. I thoroughly enjoy being with you. Remember, you can contact me anytime at catfishradio.org, catfishradio.org. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Sea Arc Boats, Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan, B&B Charcoal, Signature Properties on Lake Fork in East Texas, Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas, Smoking Tex Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, and Striper Express on Lake Texoma.